Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
There is a difference between expressing thanks for something and being genuinely grateful for it. For example, let's suppose that you're a craftsman and you agree to do a certain amount of work for so much money. You fulfill your obligation. The work is done within the prescribed period of time and you do it well. When you fulfill your contract or obligation, you're paid. Common courtesy demands that you respond saying, "Thank you," as you pick up the check in the brown manila envelope and take your tools home. Suppose, however, that you open the envelope and to your great surprise you discover that there is more than twice what you expected in the envelope. Now, being an honest person, you go back and say, "I think a mistake was made. There is twice as much here as you owe me." And you are told, "Yes, I know that. But we appreciate what you have done, and we wanted you to have a bonus." Now, the emotion that you feel is gratitude, one that goes far beyond a social perfunctory saying, "Thanks," or "Thank you." In many countries of the world, when you do something for someone or you give them something, don't expect thanks. That's not part of the culture. Why? Because they are ungrateful for what you do? No, because they feel that saying "thank you" is too easy, merely words. Gratitude, they believe, has to be expressed in more tangible ways, doing something in return. But what if someone did something for you so great you could never repay the individual? How would you respond? Obviously, for the rest of your life, you would be indebted to that person, right? Sincere, genuine gratitude is not merely a matter of empty words, but heartfelt expressions of appreciation. Gratitude is never an undefined good feeling about something or someone. It reflects a specific deed or action of another and a person to whom you owe something, whether or not you can ever repay that gift. In a very real sense, that's what God's grace is about. Grace, God's great favor and kindness, is what brought God's Son to earth and provided for our salvation. Grace and God's faithfulness in extending His mercy to us is what sustains us and keeps us. May I challenge you to take a sheet of paper, draw a line down the center. On one side write, "What I have that I'm thankful for." On the other side write, "What I do not have that I'm equally thankful for." On the one side, you may write things as family, a wife and children, your home, spiritual blessings, perhaps material possessions. Would you also write down some of the difficulties and challenges of life, reflecting on how God brought you through them and taught you? But what of the other side? What do you write there? Would you put riches and fame, understanding that in the simplicity of your life, there is peace? Would you also acknowledge that it is in what you lack that you have discovered the sufficiency of God? He has brought friends and experiences into your life you would never have known had you not faced difficulty and trouble. Had God's children not been hungry in the wilderness, they would never have known manna. Had Daniel not been in the lion's den, he would not have experienced God's sustaining power. Had Peter never been in prison, he would never have known deliverance by an angel. Sincere gratitude embraces what you're thankful for and to whom you are grateful. In everything, give thanks.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.